Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we travel to a frosted forest full of joyous fairies and experience the love between two star-crossed fairies as they traverse the iced landscape to find one another and be together for Christmas. Before we begin, however, let us take a moment to relax and find comfort in the space that we are in here and now. Allow your body to sink into the mattress beneath your body. You have no obligations here and now. There is no to-do list. Right now, all you are meant to do is simply lie in bed with your eyes closed. Even the action of lying still with your eyes closed is rest. So now, as you listen to my voice, you are unwinding, relaxing, and giving your body the rest it deserves, even if you haven't fallen asleep just yet. For a moment, try and imagine clouds coating the ceiling of your room. The clouds are a brilliant white, so fluffy, they look like spun cotton candy suspended in the air. You slowly lift your fingers up, and as you do so, you feel the cool, refreshing chill of the cloud as your fingers gently brush through it. This feeling travels down, 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 down from the tips of your fingers and settles in your chest, bringing a sense of utter relaxation and calm there as well. You feel the touch of the clouds coaxing your lungs to open a little more, to take longer, deeper breaths in and out, in and out, in and out. As this cloud calms you, something begins to stir above. Ever so slowly, snowflakes begin to cascade down from the clouds. Though your room remains a comfortable temperature, the snowflakes are icy and refreshing to the touch. But they do not fall all over the room. Rather, they fall in tiny flurries over you. First, you feel the snowflakes drifting down, 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 landing on the crown of your head and gently kissing your flushed cheeks. With every flake that falls upon your head, you feel the tension you're carrying there melt with the snowflakes into the bed beneath you. Any negative or heavy thoughts you may have been carrying are whisked away. Your jaw relaxes, and your tongue falls away from the roof of your mouth, giving you complete and total relaxation there. Then the snowflakes begin to fall on your torso. You feel them land upon your skin in a soft flurry, each cold flake serving a purpose. You feel your lungs open up even wider, your heart relaxing just a little more as it begins to beat slow and steady, slow and steady. The flakes urge your shoulders to fall away from your ears, to rest in their natural position, with no stress or tension laid upon them. Then the snowflakes cascade over your arms, the flakes falling on your wrists and hands. Urge your hands to unfurl and simply relax on the mattress. You feel any pressure in your forearms or biceps disappear. Then the snowflakes finally make their way to your legs, descending down in what feels like a soft and silent blizzard. The weight of the day that you've been carrying in your legs is healed and let go, disappearing as quickly as the snowflakes do the moment they land upon your skin. Finally, the snow falls over the whole room. The flakes are large now, coming down in flakes that lazily drift to the floor, with no goal or plan in mind. They know how to simply be, to go with the flow of the world around them, and tonight, you will join them in that journey. Now that we have taken the time to unwind and find comfort in the space that we are in here and now, let us begin our story. Fairies are kind and gentle human-like creatures. They are all around us, and if you do not know it, it's because they prefer it to be that way. Fairies have taken to a life nestled comfortably in the woods, where their kingdoms, both grand and cozy, can live in harmony, away from prying eyes, in unity with nature. They are creatures who enjoy life the way it is meant to be enjoyed. Their days are slow and leisurely, providing them with plenty of time to simply enjoy nature around them. During spring, they fly through the fields teeming with wildflowers, floating aimlessly from petal to petal, surrounded by their friends. Some sunny spring days, they'll nestle into those petals for a nap, only waking up when a friend stirs them, or they hear the call for dinner. During summer, they take the time to marvel at all the forest has to offer. They spend most days floating on big leaves in lazy creeks, dragging their tiny hands in the water as they soak in the sun and listen to the steady trickle, trickle, trickle of the creek slowly making its way over the rocks and around bends, lacing its way through the forest. During autumn, the fairies are at their most busy, and even then, their schedules are lacking with what many of us would see as work. They spend a lot of time swimming through piles of leaves, plucking fresh fruit from lush gardens, and resting in the rinds of pumpkins and squashes after enjoying a feast with cinnamon and nutmeg. And it is autumn when the festivals begin for the fairies. As a group of beings that enjoy fun and the joys of life more than many others, they take their festivals seriously. And in autumn, there is one nearly every week. They have a harvest festival where they all bring food to a large potluck dinner with the whole community. Fairies float in, helping one another lug bright scarlet frosted cranberries and freshly harvested carrots, and sprigs of rosemary and thyme that make the entire fairy grove smell of the holidays. They have a moonlight festival where they all settle in a field of sprawling wheat. Each and every fairy nestles upon a stalk, and they spend the afternoon gazing up at the sky, watching as the full, bright moon casts a blue and gold ethereal glow across the land. But it is in winter that they crave joy the most, and it is in winter that the fairies have the most festivals. It is in winter that the fairies travel from communities from all over to spend time with one another, something fairies aren't known for doing very often. You see, fairies typically stay in their own communities. They do not mingle with other communities, let alone for long-lasting relationships, or fall in love with fairies that come from other fairy groves. But in winter, they come together. Specifically, they come together on the night of the falling snow, a night unlike any other. And today, we will talk about the most important night of the falling snow of all. The night of the falling snow when lavender and cypress met for the very first time. Lavender awoke early that snowy morning. She lived in a tiny nook inside a tree, one she had designed to be the perfect cozy home for herself. Inside, she had made a bed of dried lavender petals and soft, sweet grass. As she'd lay her head down every night, she'd feel as though she was being embraced by the woods around her, in a way many people only dream of. There was a nook in the corner, a fireplace made of a fragrant acorn that filled the entire nook with a warm, woody aroma that made her want to close her eyes and curl up with a good book. The crackle of the fire carried on all hours of the day and night, filling the nook with a warm orange glow and reminding her that she always had a welcoming place, a place where she could get warm and reflect on her life and the world around her. She kept a small acorn cap basin filled with fresh water from the nearby stream. Though the nook was always warm, somehow the water in the cap was always icy cool and refreshing, able to ground her whenever she needed it. Most mornings, Lavender would open the birch curtain on her nook and gaze out over the landscape, taking the time to appreciate the world before her. And during winter, without a doubt, the sight was the most beautiful. The grove the fairies of her community lived in was one teeming with willow trees and lofty pines. The willow trees' long, flowing tendrils would collect the snow and ice. They sparkled in the sun, reflecting and refracting the light like they were decorations made of diamonds. On breezy mornings, they would clink, 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 clink against one another, filling the entire grove with a relaxing melody that reminded people to slow down and take it easy, to embrace the season at hand. She loved watching as the sun rose over the trees in the distance, casting a sparkling veil over the snowy landscape before her. She loved the way the evergreen leaves and needles seemed to pop against the white background, like a painting that was too pure to exist. But most of all, she loved watching the fairies in her community, and on the mornings of the Falling Snow Festival, she loved watching them more than ever. They would fly around, their lilac and verdant and goldenrod wings flit, 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 flitting as they carried fruits and seeds and decorations across the grove, bringing them all to the ancient oak, the center of their whole community. It was their year to host the event for the surrounding fairy groves, and that meant that Lavender was in for a night of meeting people from distant forests, of hearing their tales, of getting to know them, of maybe falling in love. While many of the other fairies in her grove had already found their soulmates, Lavender had not. On most days, that didn't bother her, but on some days, the extra space in her bed felt more empty than on others. And though fairies weren't allowed to be with fairies from other groves, Lavender often found herself wondering if her soulmate didn't belong to her own community. The day passed by in a dreamy, slow haze, the way days often did in the fairy grove. And when it was time for the festival of the falling snow to begin, Lavender put on her most beautiful gown, a silky, gorgeous gown made of flower petals, dyed purple by dried lavender leaves. The moment she entered the ancient oak, she was in awe. The center of the tree was awash with decorations of all shapes and sizes. There were cranberries and wreaths of cypress and pine, and garlands that sparkled in the setting sun, casting a dreamy, iridescent glow on the walls all around her. It was unlike anything she had ever seen before. And on the other side of the ancient oak, there was a young fairy who was seeing something he had never seen before either. And he was feeling something he had never felt. His name was Cypress, and he was a fairy that had traveled from the grove of birch trees, a grove on the far, far side of the valley. When he laid his eyes on Lavender, it felt as though the rest of the world faded away. Voices became muffled, the lights dimmed, and in a blurry sea of a mosaic of colors, there she stood. Cypress felt as though he couldn't breathe. There was something about the way she walked, something about that beautiful smile of hers that made him feel as though he was truly alive for the first time. In a daze, he did the only thing he could think to do. He drifted toward her, his hand outstretched. It was then that Lavender noticed him, and when she did, she felt a spark. It was as though a jolt of lightning had struck her at her heart and run its course through her whole body, from her fingertips to her toes, setting each and every muscle, each and every cell ablaze with this inescapable feeling of desire and longing and belonging. Cypress took Lavender's hand with a smile on his face and introduced himself. His voice was deep, low, and melodic, the kind of voice that made Lavender's heart skip a beat. She told him her name, and he looked as though he was ready to melt into the bark beneath their feet. There were hardly any words exchanged before the two began to dance. The band played soft and slow music, music of the forest, meant to stir up feelings of appreciation and belonging. And indeed, that night, it did. As they danced through the crowd, their hands intertwined, Lavender found herself completely enamored with Cypress. He had dark brown skin and amber eyes that glowed orange every time they drifted by a flickering candle. He seemed to have a permanent smirk, as though some invisible force was pulling the corner of his mouth into a smile, as though he couldn't contain his love and appreciation for the world around him. His hair fell across his forehead in dark, brilliant curls, and his high cheekbones caught the light every chance they got. Little did Lavender know, Cypress was looking at her in the same way, He swore he had never seen anything or anyone as beautiful as her. She had tanned olive skin and silky black hair that fell across her back in waves. It sparkled in the light, swaying around her with every turn and every new step she took. But it was her eyes that drew Cypress the most. They were green, the color of freshly sprouted sage, pushing up out of the spring soil. Though his heart was racing, her eyes made him feel a sense of complete and utter calm. They reminded him that, at the end of the day, everything would be all right. They danced for most of the night, so engaged with one another that they didn't even notice the questioning eyes of their community members falling upon them. As the night began to near its end, they both flew out of the ancient oak, deciding to sit upon one of the branches and take in the landscape around them. It was a cloudy night, but on occasion, the moon managed to peek down through and grace the snow with its bright glow. They sat there, hand in hand, talking about their lives and their hopes and dreams for the future. It was as though they had known each other their whole lives, as if they had always been connected by some invisible thread that neither of them could see. They talked for hours. Soon, it began to snow. Their gazes drifted up to the sky above them to see the snow falling in large snowflakes, ones that cascaded down, 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 down to the ground as if in slow motion. In fact, it seemed as if the whole world had paused, as if the world was still, giving them more time to be with one another before they had to part. They watched those heavy flakes make their way down to the earth for quite some time, and as they marveled at the sight, somehow their fingers became intertwined. They could feel one another's pulse against their wrists, beating in peaceful unison, like a clock that was finally set to the right time. It wasn't long before everyone else had left, leaving the two of them alone together on that branch. They both knew what was to come. As they gently said their goodbyes, their eyes met. Neither of them could stop what happened next. Lavender's hand gently reached up, cupping Cypress's cheek. She rubbed her thumb over his cheek as her eyes drowned in his, and then, ever so gently, Cypress ran his hand along her chin and jaw, urging her forward. When their lips finally met, nothing in the world mattered. They felt years of loneliness and tension and heartbreak melt into the snow at the base of the tree. For the first time in their whole lives, they felt free. When they parted, they both had happy tears in their eyes, although they knew they would have to return home, that they wouldn't be allowed to see one another. But for the first time, they questioned these rules. In 2 weeks' time, it would be Christmas, one of the most important holidays for fairies. It was a day meant to be spent with your community and family, a day to celebrate love. But now, Cypress and Lavender couldn't fathom celebrating love without one another. Cypress took a piece of bark and scrawled directions onto it, urging Lavender to meet him at a specific tree on Christmas. If their communities wouldn't let them celebrate the holiday together in their own homes, then they would have to make a temporary home far, far away from everyone else. Lavender gave Cypress one last kiss on the cheek before he turned and flew off. She watched him drift back to his community, dodging falling snowflakes until he disappeared into the cool, dark night air. The next 2 weeks were some of the most magical and yet the most challenging of their whole lives. People from the community spoke to Lavender, telling her that her conduct with Cypress had been inappropriate. They saw love in her eyes, passion in her eyes, and it was impossible for her to have that with someone who wasn't a member of their community. Lavender protested, pushing back against the rules. She urged the community to look beyond their old laws, to embrace the fact that love can happen anywhere, at any time, that soulmates may be miles and groves apart. But the people refused to hear it. They told Lavender she was a member of their community, and as such, she was to follow their rules. With tears in her eyes, Lavender told them that she didn't feel like a member of the community. The community was supposed to be a family. They were supposed to love and support one another. And this was no support. This was not love and understanding. Upset by the conversation, Lavender fled to her nook in the tree. She lay in her bed, pulling the soft blanket woven from wild cotton over her for warmth. She listened to the fire crackle as she ran her fingers over the note that Cypress had given her over and over and over again. She soaked up every direction, every word, but mostly she found herself tracing the heart he had drawn at the bottom of the note. On Christmas morning, she awoke with conflicting feelings. She wanted to be with Cypress more than anything, but as she stepped out of her nook and looked at her community, a wave of strange guilt washed over her. The fairy grove was the most beautiful it had ever been. Christmas decorations blanketed every tree, every leaf, every bit of snow. Garland with red berries bridged the gap between the trees. Smiling fairies greeted each other with freshly baked pastries and warm hugs. It was true heaven on earth, true peace, and yet Lavender knew she could not stay. As quietly as she could, she flew into the woods. The sounds of merrymaking fell behind her, and her heart grew more and more heavy. Yet, deep down, she knew she was making the right decision. She couldn't fathom this day without Cypress by her side. She followed his directions. She passed the grove of willows, turned right at the sparkling frozen waterfall, and crossed the meadow covered in frost and snow. Somehow, that wildflower meadow was even more beautiful this time of year. The snow made it absolutely silent, so silent that Lavender could feel her entire body relax. It felt like the world had paused, giving even the flowers and the earth permission to rest. She crossed the meadow and finally came upon the tree that Cypress had directed her to. It was a black cherry tree, alone at the edge of the beautiful meadow. Its gnarled, stunning branches seemed to reach for the snow at its trunk, and the snow falling from the sky at the very same time. Lavender felt a pang of worry as she approached the tree. She wondered if Cypress would really show up, if he, too, would go against society's expectations to be with the one that he loved. But as she rounded the tree, all of her worries faded away. There was Cypress, decorating a small nook in the tree with all the Christmas decorations he could carry. When his eyes met Lavender's, she could see happy tears welling inside them. He reached out for her, taking her in his arms. For the first time in 2 weeks, both of them felt whole. Both of them felt complete. Lavender brushed his hair from his face as she kissed him slowly, so relieved to just have him back in her arms. Cypress apologized for the decorations. All he could muster was a few sprigs of holly and some garland. But Lavender just smiled and held his hand a little tighter, telling him she didn't need decorations. This was their first Christmas together, and just having one another was enough. They sat on the floor of the black cherry tree, with no furniture to be seen. They peeled bark from the walls to make tiny little cups, and from those cups, they harvested sap from the tree that they warmed over a small fire. Though they had little, they were the happiest they had ever been. They held one another and laughed. telling stories of the past and whispering hopes of the future. But then, the most peculiar thing happened. They heard what sounded like singing. Confused, the two fairies rose to their feet and peered outside the hollow tree. And what was before them was the most incredible thing they had ever seen. It was both of their communities coming toward the tree, but they didn't look angry. No, in fact, they looked happy, at peace. They were both singing Christmas songs as they came toward the tree. It seemed every fairy and every fairy child had arms full of Christmas decorations. Lavender and Cypress asked what was going on. The other fairies smiled at them. They apologized for the rules. This was, after all, a holiday about true love and compassion and connection. How could they call themselves connected if they shunned the other communities? How could they call themselves loving if they denied their brother and sister of true love? Lavender and Cypress felt the warmth of unconditional love wash over them. They emerged from the tree and hugged the members of their community, wiping happy tears from their eyes. Together, everyone began to decorate the black cherry tree. Though it was a lone tree, it became the most beautiful tree in sight. By the end of the decorating, there were hundreds of garlands, snowy decorations, and bright red sprigs of holly dotting its branches and bark. The two groups of fairies chatted and laughed, getting to know each other more closely than they did during the night of the falling snow. And then they all settled in the tree branches and exchanged food from their towns. It was a delightful experience, learning about one another and sharing stories over a warm meal. Lavender rested her head on Cypress's shoulder as they watched everyone interacting, their hearts growing bigger and bigger with every passing second. And then Lavender gave a toast. She thanked everyone for coming together, for accepting that true love is unconditional, and for putting old ideals behind them. From now on, they would celebrate Christmas together, and they would allow their love to be true. I hope you have enjoyed this sleep story, and it has brought you a night of peaceful, restful sleep. Please join me again tomorrow for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.